Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart.
Good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. We make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. I want to take about 30 seconds and just give God some praise because we are in an absolutely brand new year. This is the first day of that year. I'm so thankful and so grateful that we are here, that we made it and we crossed over. We thank God for another opportunity to open our hearts and open our hands, that we are ready to give and we are ready to receive in this season. I am so thankful. I don't say that lightly. I am so thankful to be here, and we are so glad that God has allowed us to be in this community. So thank you for connecting with this Global Empowerment Virtual Community, and we are so dedicated to delivering empowerment to people everywhere. We believe that Jesus the Christ stated that he's come to give life and life more abundantly. The Amplified says, I came that they may have and enjoy life, have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. I want to thank you guys for journeying with me throughout 2016 in this new community. I am so excited about all the things that I see God is doing. He's shaping and he is bringing to pass. Thank you to my faithful supporters, Mr. Anthony Bolton, Sister Lisa Horsley. Thank you guys so much for being so faithful to remember this ministry and to remember me. We have a great work to do, and I thank God for you. Listen, I'm going to dive right in because I am so excited about everything that I know is happening. I want you to remind you to join us tomorrow morning in the early morning empowerment community as we prepare a seven-day adventure of early morning empowerment. It is going to be an adventure. I know I say this often, but I'm telling you, you have got to be so discerning in this season. There is such a wind blowing. There is such an anointing flowing for God's people. And when I say God's people, I am not talking about church people per se. I am talking about those of you that are connected to God, and you have a real relationship, and you have brought everything in your life into an alignment. And when I say everything, I'm not talking about things in terms of A, B, C, and D. I'm talking about your mindset. I'm talking about your will. I'm talking about your outlook and your perception. You have taken that and brought that into alignment. And so here we are on the very first day of January 2017. And with that being said, let's take a good healing deep breath in. And I want you all on that exhale, I want you to just close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to just see in your mind's eye, see your spirit going out and connecting with spirits and souls all around the globe in this global community. And we are one. And we are one with Christ. We are one with the Christ anointing. Come on, next healing deep breath in. And as we are one and as we are connected, turn that focus and that attention inward. And let's be so thankful and so grateful for the awakening that has taken place in our lives. Be thankful for that, beloved, because there are still so many people that are asleep. So many people that are not tuned in, tapped in, or turned on to what is happening. Next, for the power of three, your healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as you turn that focus and attention inward, I want you to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit's power swelling and just being big in you and being able to go out and create big things in your life in this year of 2017. Well, here we are, beloved. Let me just take one more space. Here we are, beloved. There is so much happening in this world right now that it is not even funny. I have not even settled on, I can't settle on one thing for this year because so much is happening. It's happening very quickly. So I want to release what I know is on the heart and mind of God and set us up to go into a powerful direction. We started laying some foundation for this as we were coming and closing 2016. And if you have a pen and paper, just get ready to write because there's just going to be a lot thrown out today. And just write everything down that catches you and catches your spirit because it will all come together. You all have got to know that we're in a serious time. And as God said to the writer in Isaiah, that he's crowning the head of this year. He's crowning it with favor. He's crowning it with grace. And you've got to know that you have seed in the ground and that you have labored and that your will and your attention is already focused and set in a direction. And one of the big words that I want you to write on the top of your paper is the word forward. This year is going to be all about forward motion. Forward in every era, naturally, spiritually, financially, relationally, truly, truly, truly. It is time for old things to pass away and all things to become new. I sent out a little, I don't know if I did it on Facebook, if I did it in Messenger, I don't know where I did it, but they had different gifts, and you know the gifts, the GIF, these like animated graphics, and one of the ones that I chose is that I saw this GIF of 2016 blowing up and being exploded and being wiped out. And that resonated in my spirit because truly that is where we are right now, where the Spirit of the Living God is saying to us, we must really forget the former things. You're going to become so skilled in this season at being present and looking into the future and then coming back to the present moment and creating because there's some phenomenal things happening. So if you get that visual or if you have that gift app, you know, go look at that and just get a visual of seeing 2016 being blown up and wiped out, meaning that we cannot go back. We don't want to remember the former things, as the writer of Isaiah said. We don't even want to remember the things of old, good, bad, or indifferent. You have got to get in a place where you only call up a memory when God wants to use that in connection to where you are in your present to be a blessing. And we're going to become experts at forgetting the former things and not remembering the things of old because we are in a new season. The next word that I want you to write down is the word shift. And so you all know me. I am not cliche-ish. I don't believe in cliches. I don't believe in fluff nor stuff. Because the power of God don't need any of those. But all of this is going to connect in one moment to let you see where we are going, right? The next word that I want you to write down is shift, all right? And so listen, there is an awesome shift that is happening all over the planet. And it is a powerful shift. This is not one of those shiftings like when we were in a service and somebody was saying, get ready to shift, make the shift. This shift is so powerful that it's happening. There is nothing that you and I can do to stop it. The only thing that can happen that will keep you from benefiting from what I'm getting ready to share that's happening in this shift is that you fall asleep. And when I say fall asleep, meaning that your consciousness becomes dull, where you're not awakened to what is happening. There is a shifting happening right now. And what's happening in this shifting, I want you to write this down as well. What's happening in this shifting is that there is a separation happening. There's separation. There's elevation. There's reformation. happening in this shifting. Separation, elevation, reformation. There is a mighty elevation, reformation, separation. All of that is happening right now. And so this is the season where there will be no struggle. Write that down. This is the season there will be no struggle. We're going to start setting this up to launch off and accelerate in our early morning empowerment. And we're going to take off and we're not looking back. And I told you, people are just going to have to catch our dust as they see us take off and run. So in this global shifting that is happening, there is such a separation going on. A few weeks ago, I mentioned to you all that what you're going to be seeing happening from this point on is that there's almost going to be what we call like alternate realities happening. You could be sitting right in the same room with people, but your reality will be very different from the reality that they are facing. You see, when I said that this is the year that there will be no more struggle, you're not going to struggle in this season to be on top. You're not going to struggle to win. You're not going to struggle to stay focused. You're not going to struggle in knowing what your purpose is or what your assignment is. All that struggle is over, and that's part of the shifting that we have that's taking place. Listen, we are in a completely new dimension. The old things and the former things are gone. If you are stuck trying to make today look like it did yesterday, if you're going to try to make your relationships be like they were yesterday, if you're going to try to make your success be like it was yesterday, if you're going to try to make your spirituality be like it's yesterday, you're going to miss something. All of that is gone. And for the church in particular, for the church, the body of Christ, whatever you want to call us, if you are stuck trying to be in the same dimension that you were in, and then you're feeling around for what's familiar, I'm telling you, don't. I decree and declare right now that there is boldness being activated in you. There is confidence being activated in you right now that you will not fear moving forward. So as we shift, just like in a car, when you get ready to shift those gears, we're shifting into forward motion. And there is a spirit of boldness and a spirit of confidence. There has to be bravery. In this season, you're going to have to be brave. This is the season that you will no longer struggle if you allow these attributes to be activated in you and move forward. Listen, I said the shift has happened. There's no way that you can stop it. It's already in motion. It's been in motion. Everything is changing. Everything is moving. And all you have to do is breathe this new air. There's new air to breathe, beloved. And you've got to wake up enough to breathe the new air. And you've got to wake up enough that you can hear the new sound. For truly, there is a new sound that has been released in the earth realm. And only the elect, only those that have made a decision to connect in at this dimensional level will be able to breathe this air. And hear this sound. I want you to write that down. If I be the prophet of the Lord, if I be the one that God has called in this season to activate a global people, I'm telling you what I know is the absolute truth. Listen, yesterday is gone. The former things are gone. Church as you've known it, relationships as you've known them, they have changed. Let me tell you what you're getting ready to experience. As we move into the latter part of this decade, and as we go beyond, you're going to keep evolving and elevating spiritually until you're going to amaze yourself at what you see happen in your life. You see, we've already shifted. If you take a moment and you discern where we are today, and you discern the atmosphere. I want to give you this scenario so that you can use your divine imagination. all of us over here on the East Coast and in the United States, we all slept last night. Some people are sleeping right now in the country that they're in. But for us, we all slept last night and then we woke up this morning. And when we are asleep, you know that there is no consciousness because your subconscious is awake, but your consciousness is asleep. While we were sleeping last night, and I'm giving you this scenario, but it also happened in truth. While we were sleeping last night, there was such a powerful transferring that happened for us in this earth realm. Angels that have been on an assignment came to a culmination. Battles and warfares that were waged have come to an end. Trust me when I tell you. And it all happened while we were asleep. That is how quickly this thing came to a culmination. So if you can just imagine, look at this in your divine mind. Use your imagination that we're all sleeping. But while we are asleep, God is awake. The Holy Spirit's presence is moving. Angels are on the assignment in the second dimension and in the second heaven where they've been waging warfare against strong demonic powers over strong demand. Many of those battles came to a conclusion overnight as we slept. And when and things shifted and moved. Timelines moved and we went into a new dimension. And when you awoke this morning, you look around and it appears, watch this, it appears that you're in the same place because you woke up in your home or wherever you lay down and went to sleep in a hotel room or whatever. But when you awoke this morning, you looked around and it looked the same as it did when you went to sleep last night. But trust me when I tell you, something awesome and amazing has happened, and many, many things have been transferred because we have prevailed. The angelic forces have prevailed. God's plan and agenda has prevailed, and you will not be able to know this unless you are awake. Unless you are awake, you will not be able to tap in and know it. So what I pray for you right now, and I want to take a moment because I want to activate your spirits today. I want to take a moment to prophetically activate you that your spirit will open up and awaken and come in alignment. Some of you woke up this morning and you can feel it. You, as you was breathing the air, you can feel that there was a different wind blowing. There was a different air in your atmosphere. And now I want to sound this trumpet so that you would hear a different sound. Something in you, you should feel the Christ anointing in you rising up big this morning. You should feel the Holy Spirit's presence big today, right? And it's not just because it's January 1st and it's New Year and it's time for a New Year's resolution because, you know, we don't make resolutions. We continue to go. But this is what I've known several years ago, around 8 or 9 years ago, on a New Year's Day, I delivered a message and we talked about the spirit of Janus. Janus is the spirit that guards the opening of doorways and corridors and passageways. I'm here to tell you that that spirit has been defeated and we crossed over. We crossed over. Now, there's some important things you have to know as we begin to shift forward. And we come into this season of separation, elevation, and reformation. As we are in this season and we are moving, you're going to be separated to the point where many things are going to change for you. Friends are going to change. Careers are going to change. Ministry assignments are going to change. Financial situations and conditions are going to change. As we shift up and as we shift forward, there's going to be a separation. There's going to be a separation in your perception where you're going to be able to separate and understand what no longer works for you in this season. What you cannot take forward with you in this season because you have become new. You have changed and you have shifted. So I want you, as we move forward, not to be surprised of the things that you will come into a separation mode with. Because when the separation comes, I want you to know that it's coming because there is an elevation in place for you. There's an elevation and expansion coming to your spirit. And when that elevation and that expansion comes, the container or the frame of reference that you were in last year and in previous years will no longer be able to hold you or no longer be able to house you. And this is a true word. Listen, there is a reformation or reforming taking place. And you've heard me speak about this before, that a lot of times when there is a reformation or reforming, there is a repair, a repairing that's happening. And what's happening for each and every one of us now is that our spirit that was created before the foundation of this world, that is housed in our rich inner life of the kingdom within us. What's happening is that all the rust and the residue and the hurt and the pain that we have been through, it's going to be removed. It's going to be annihilated. We're going back to that place in Jeremiah where God said, "Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before we came here, God already knew us. He already knew our spirits. He already knew what our frame was. And he's getting ready to let you see this new thing that has happened. Listen, the writer in Isaiah said, has such a thing been heard in the earth that a people become a nation in one day? This is how quickly we have already shifted. Listen, I'm not saying to you to get ready for a shift. I'm telling you, the shift has already happened. But if you are not in a certain level of consciousness, you will not be awakened to the fact that things all around you is already different. So I want you to really catch this today. More is caught than taught. I want you to catch this today. The struggle is over. I don't even want you to think or feel struggle moving forward. That is why I'm encouraging you. This is not a sale. I'm telling you, you know, I don't play with God and I don't play with his people. You've got to take off running and you've got to invest in yourself because God is going to raise up people and bring together communities of like-minded people so that we can run together. We can encourage each other, empower one another as we go forward, and to stay connected. Stay connected this year like never before. You will know in your spirit, and I don't even have to say, this is not a sale. You will know in your spirit that I'm not selling anything, but what I'm saying to you is true. You will be able to discern in your own spirit. And in this season, I have been mandated by God. I cannot drag anyone in this season. I've got to run so fast that all you see is dust, right? So watch this, beloved. So much happened overnight. And for us, that overnight was that 5 hours, 6 hours, however much time you slept. But for God, you know, we cannot measure time in the realm of the spirit because really there is no time. But we're using time as a frame of reference. Overnight, when this amazing shift came to a culmination and the warfare that was being waged came to a culmination, we woke up and stepped into a new space where the air is different that we're breathing. The sound that we're hearing is different. The beating of our heart is different. The resonation of our energy level is different today. And what I'm telling you is the truth. So listen, no more struggle. You're not going to struggle in this season. Now, when I said that we're going to live in what we call almost alternate realities, you're going to journey. And like I said, you'll be in the same room with people. But in that same room with people, you're going to be living a different reality. you'll be living a completely different reality from them. So this is what I want to say so that you can understand what's getting ready to happen. In the natural realm, you remember the story of Israel when they were coming out of Egypt. And you remember that when Moses was contending, I want you to get this in your imagination so that you could see and understand what happened. And if you're saying, wait a minute, Dr. Sanders, you know, I can't quite get what you're saying. Just let your spirit follow me. More is caught than taught. And if you're saying, you know, I don't understand a thing that you're saying, then just know this. Trust me, there's an awakening that must happen in your spirit so that you can come into this dimension where we are. So I want you to see this. Remember the story of Israel when they were coming out of Egypt. And I want you to look at Moses and I want you to look at Pharaoh and remember that struggling that was taking place. And each time Moses had to go to Pharaoh, that is the same thing that was happening in the second heaven as there were angelic and demonic forces wrestling and fighting back and forth for years for our liberty and our freedom so that we can walk. Listen, you know the story. God had to confront Egypt on 10 levels. And every time God released something that he was contending with Israel, you got to think now in the realm of the spirit now, because we have been, angels have been contending for the 10 levels of blessings that we're getting ready to experience, and they have prevailed. They have overcome. So what's getting ready to happen, if you remember in the story, when those curses were being released, when the fighting was happening, Israel had one experience and Egypt had another. They were in the same land. They were in the same land. The same Pharaoh was there. The same structure was there. The same order was there. What am I saying? Here we are, for those of us in these United States of America, those of you in England or wherever you are, but I'm particularly speaking to those of us in America right now because we all slept and woke up this morning, right? But this happened all over the globe. Listen, we may be in the same place in the United States. We may have the same president. We may have the same government structure. We may have the same laws passed, but we live beyond that. And when you allow yourself to awaken and come to another level, I know you can hear it. I can see you right now. Some of you all did not recognize it, but you noticed that you was hearing something different in your spirit and you could no longer do what you used to do. Even when it comes to faith, when it comes to your religion, your salvation, your worship, whatever you want to call it, you realize something happened to you last year and you could not do it the way that you did it before. Something, you're hearing something different. You're feeling something different. 10 years ago, you would have felt condemned by this. But today there is a liberty and a freedom that you cannot deny. You're not going through religious acts and religious practices like you did 10 years ago, but instead of feeling condemned, you feeling the freedom. Why? Because there is a shift that has taken place that is bringing us into another dimension. And I'm going to clarify that in one more minute, but listen, we're going to be in alternate realities right now. As Israel and Egypt, they were in alternate realities. Egypt experienced one thing because that government was under a curse. Because that government was not in alignment with what God's will was for that time. But because Israel was in alignment and because they were able to hear on a different level and they were able to breathe air in another dimension, they had a different reality. I want y'all to get that because that's going to be one of the foundational keys that's going to carry you to 2017 and beyond. 2017 and beyond. You notice I keep saying beyond because we're on the cusp of creating the next 9-year cycle for our lives. So when you went to bed last night on December 31st, that was the end of a 9-year cycle. And if you've been traveling with me, in this community in the fourth quarter of 2016, I told you, there was an anointing, there was a special anointing released in the fourth quarter for you to decide and to decree. Why? Because you were ending a 9-year cycle. And you're getting ready right now. Today is the first day of your new 9-year cycle. And you've got to come into this dimension. You've got to allow yourself to awaken so that you do not create another 9-year cycle like you just came out of. I heard somebody say that the devil is a liar. Now, you know, that's one of our cliches, right? You don't want to have the same experience that you had the last 9 years. You have an opportunity right now to create your next 9-year cycle, right? So we're in these alternate realities. And so you've got to know that you've already crossed over. The shift has already taken place. This entire planet is moving. Everything is moving and shifting. Do not be left behind in the old reality. Oh, that is so good right there, beloved. Don't be left behind in yesterday's reality, stuck repeating the same cycle. Now, you know, I've never seen the movie Groundhog Day. Some of you all have seen it, but I'm told that that somebody wakes up and they keep repeating the same day over and over again with slightly different scenarios. Now, I saw a movie called Source Code. And it was based off the same thing, that this man kept waking up, going into the same reality. But every time he went in, there was something just a little different. Something wanted to get their attention, to let them know you can create a different outcome, but you have to see things on another level. So in this separation that's happening in this shift, your relationships are changing now. I read a post by one of my daughters the other day saying, I'm running. I'm getting away from negative people. I can't stand it. All that's letting you know, glory to God, you're in a shift. And you cannot tolerate what you tolerated yesterday. And now you're awakening and you can feel it. You can sense it. This is not for me. Your relationships are going to be vital to your success moving forward. There is a saying in our success community that you are going to be a reflection of the 5 people that you're connected to. So if you spend all your time with 5 broke, confused people, you're going to be the 6th confused, broke person. You're going to be just like them. So I want you, as the separation comes and you see relationships separating, that boldness and that confidence that's being activated in you right now, it's going to allow you to step into new communities and build new relationships, because relationships are going to be so important to your success. Who you're connected to is going to be very important to your success. And I want you to be wise about moving forward. You see, because listen, you're going to be connected to different people on different kinds of level. Now, I am your spiritual transformation coach. I am your thought leader. That is my value to you right now, not today, but in a minute. Just give me a minute, a few more days. Today, I am not your financial advisor. I cannot tell you today how to make $1 million because I haven't made mine. But listen, as your wealth, as your transformation coach, as your thought leader, I am in tune to the moving of God and His Spirit in this earth realm. And He's downloading and giving me wisdom and revelation for how to position ourselves. So don't get me confused, because you're going to miss. And don't get other people confused. Don't try to make one person be everything all in a nutshell. Not as good if you can get one person that's everything, but come on, we know more better than that. No one person possesses everything. You don't possess everything. And so you've got to be comfortable and understand that and know that. I know who I am. I know what I bring to the table. I know what my assignment is. I know what I've been anointed to do in this earth realm, and I'm going to take off running doing it. And whoever can't see it, they're not with me. They're not for me. They're not supposed to be with me, right? Your relationships in this season is going to be very important. And so you're going to have to become well-rounded in who you're connected to in this season. And I know what my assignment is to bring you to a level of elevation and awakening. Listen, where your spirit man is so awakened and activated that you start manifesting instantly on a consistent basis. So I want you to write down a few more words. We wrote down the word shift. We wrote down the word forward. And in the shifting, there's separation, elevation, and reformation. You got that? All right. Also, I heard from one of my colleagues that this is the year of transfer. This is the year of transfer. Well, whatever needs to be transferred into your life is going to be transferred, right? Now, for me, I know that we're continuing. This is the year of rest, entering into rest. Remember, because that was beyond 2016. I want you to write down rest. I want you to write down as I am. And those of you that's been with me, you know what that means. And what God is adding. This is a year for miracle manifestation. Miracle manifestation. Right? I want you, as we travel together, you're going to get to a place where you're going to become a master and a champion at your mindset and perception. Because after we come out of early morning empowerment and our consecration there, we're going right into our workshop and then right into our Accelerate community. Because I'm telling you, I am so excited about what is happening. There is so much. I'm telling you, I'll be spending the next 7 to 10 days releasing to you what has been poured into me over the last 6 months. For the people of God, I have not shared any of it yet. I've not shared any of it yet. But I'm telling you, position yourself for power. Write that down. Position yourself for power. And I mean power for living. Power for manifesting. Power for doing what Jesus the Christ is saying. Living and enjoying life to the full till it overflows. All right. So now I want to end with this because I released a lot today. And I just don't want you to get it in your head. Let your spirit man hear this. Let your spirit man absorb it. I'm telling you, former things have passed away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. So I want you to feel right now, if you are not awakened, I'm going to pray for you in just a moment so that you can feel this air that is being released right now is clean, it's pure, it's bright, it's activated with power, it's activated with wealth, it's activated with success. That is the air that we are breathing now. Beloved, when I tell you you have already changed, you just got to believe it. So listen, I want to end with this because I want you to get this because this is so relevant. This is a foundational key that you're going to need for today. We're going to be living in alternate realities. Just as Israel and Egypt was in the same country, the same nation, with the same government, while one people were experiencing a curse, the other were experiencing a blessing. They were experiencing a major change and a major shift. Their lives were changing forever. 400 years of bondage, slavery, and captivity was being destroyed and annihilated for one people, and another people were going under a curse. And I want you to know that. So what are you going to have to do? We're going to be talking about this week, how you're going to position yourself to be able to see and perceive differently moving forward. So what's getting ready to happen as we live in alternate realities? You cannot live, watch this, I want you going back to the same scenario, Israel and Egypt. You cannot, if you notice, if you just have to go back and see the movie, that's see the visual for those of you all that have seen the Ten Commandments, the Cecil B. DeMille version, right? While those curses was being released on Egypt, if you notice, Israel had their own assignment. Oh, that's so good right there. They had their own assignment. They were aware of what was going on in Egypt. They were aware of the plagues. They were aware of the death of the firstborn. They were aware of all of the flies and the frogs and the boils and all of that, but that was not their reality. Come on, get this, beloved. That was not their reality. So what I need you to do is you're going to have to disconnect from being brought into the reality that's going to experience the judgment, that's going to experience the curse. You can't be so caught up with every little thing that's happening in government and politics and watching the news. For some, y'all know I don't watch the news at all. I only watch it when God tells me to go. I need to reveal some things, and I'll take a few days and he'll catch me up on 2 or 3 years of news in a day sometime, right? Why don't I watch the news every day? It's not because I don't want to know what's happening. I don't want that. I can't do that level of negative sensationalism where they just want to sensationalize negative things, right? You're going to have to learn how to disconnect from that. You're going to have to learn how to disconnect from people that's locked into the curse. They're locked into the judgment. They're locked into lack. They're locked into scarcity. They're locked into loneliness. They're locked into abandonment. They're locked into fear. They're locked into depression. You're going to have to learn how to separate from that and know what your assignment is and move forward. So if you notice Israel, when they were there, even though that nation was experiencing those plagues, they had a different assignment. They had different things that they had to do. They had to make sure that they went throughout the community. They had to put blood on the doorpost. Why? Because they had insight into what was coming. And they had to prepare themselves to move out from that land. Right? Even though they experienced some things on the way, they still saw miracles. Why? Because they were in forward motion and they had forward focus. That's why I told you to write that word forward down. It's not about where we've been anymore. It's not about what used to happen or what did happen. All of that today, I decree and declare that you put your past to rest. You put it to bed. And it is over and it was done. For those of you that may have even shifted and loved ones have transitioned last year, what you're going to move forward and take with you is not how they suffered in their last days or not how tragic it was or how sudden it may have been. What you're going to carry forward with you is the love and the joy and the peace and excitement that you had while they were with you. All the good stuff. In other words, pull the essence of whatever was good and take that with you and posture up with that, right? So the suffering and or the suddenness or the tragedy of it, I want you to leave that part behind and just bring the joy of who they were to move forward with you, knowing that their spirit is alive and well, right? So you have to get ready now for a different reality. It doesn't matter who the president is, who's in government, what judgment may come. We are going to experience a different reality because we know what our assignment is and we see our assignment. So this is what I want to activate for you today, that you move forward and that you are no longer buying into what was in your past. This starts a new 9-year cycle, and I want you to get ready to create your next 9-year cycle. For some of you, I'm telling you, we are connected together, and you're getting ready to live bigger than you've ever lived in your entire life. We've been saying this, it doesn't matter how long, you've got to be able to discern that the shift has happened. And if you're still in a place that's low, where you have not discerned yet that the shift has happened and you cannot breathe this air and you don't hear the new sound, just stay connected to me. I promise you, you will get there. It doesn't matter what bill is not paid right now. It doesn't matter what court case is against you right now. It doesn't matter. Trust me when I tell you, we're already in a shift and the separation, the elevation, and the reformation is here for you. All right, listen, I'm going to stop right there. Join me tomorrow at 6 a.m. right back here on this number. And please stay plugged in. I am going to change this number because we have so many people that cannot get in. We're going to change it. We're going to ask you to go to IlonaSanders.com and we're going to ask you to sow a $77 seed or a $117 seed. Sow that as your New Year's seed, a $77 seed or a $117 seed. Find your place, go there, sow that seed in faith. Sow into this word. Sow into the prophetic wind that's blowing. Can you buy a blessing? No. We're just asking you to take a step of faith with something tangible. Sow that seed and let's go. And I will greet you guys tomorrow morning in the early morning empowerment community. Have a blessed, amazing, and wonderful first day of 2017. Bye now. Thank you for joining us today. Please go over to IlonaSanders.com, ElonaSanders.com, and download your copy of today's message.